Well, it did more than hang on. It was looking precarious at one time as Derry went in front, but Tyrone produced a devastating last 10 minutes to control the game, get it back under their own control, and win comfortably by 6 points in the end. It was 10-7 at half time. And Derry playing against the wind in the second half, where they made it point for point throughout the second half, 3 points each in that third quarter, I should say. But in the 20th minute of the second half, Enda Lynn, who really had a very influential role to play along with Chrissy McCaig in the second half, sent Shane McGuigan in for a brilliant goal to level the scores. And they actually went in front when Chrissy Bradley gave them the lead after Brendan Rogers had made a lung-bursting run from deep in his own half. But Tyrone, well, they sensed the danger. They stepped it up a gear, and Frank Burns provided the long pass for Darren McCurry, just on as a substitute, to fire home a goal to the bottom corner of the net. And that really settled Tyrone nerves, which had been frayed at that stage. They followed up with a couple of Cahal McShane points on his way to a 7 points tally. Chrissy Bradley with Derry's only point in that closing passage of play, and Tyrone winning with comfort in the end. But on the overall reflection on things, it was less than convincing for the Red Hands, as they were really tested at several stages by a Derry side playing into the wind in that second half. Tyrone finishing strongly with points from Michael McKernan, Peter Hart with a free to win in the end by 6 points. Final score, Tyrone 119, Derry 113.